Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a paragon of virtue in all aspects of life, including his management of household affairs and family life. His actions and teachings provide profound wisdom and practical guidance for Muslims striving to maintain harmonious, loving, and just households. Key attributes in household management: equitable treatment. The Prophet, peace be upon him, treated all his family members with fairness and justice. He ensured that each wife felt valued and respected. Example: the Prophet, peace be upon him, would allocate equal time and resources to each of his wives, demonstrating justice in his personal life. Active participation in domestic affairs: he actively participated in household chores and did not consider any task beneath him. Example: Aisha, Ra, narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, would sew his own clothes, repair his shoes, and help with the household work. Sahih Bukhari. Compassion and understanding: he showed immense compassion and understanding towards his family, addressing their emotional and spiritual needs. Example: when his wife Aisha, Ra, felt jealous of Khadija, Ra, the Prophet, peace be upon him, comforted her, expressing his enduring respect for Khadija while affirming Aisha's importance. Teaching and guidance: the Prophet, peace be upon him, educated his family about Islamic teachings, ensuring they understood and practiced their faith. Example: he would lead by example in prayer and moral conduct, teaching his family the Quran and Sunnah. Patience and forgiveness: he demonstrated remarkable patience and forgiveness, fostering a peaceful and loving environment. Example: the Prophet, peace be upon him, remained calm and forgiving in situations that would typically provoke anger, emphasizing patience and forbearance. Wisdom and practices in family life: mutual respect and love. The Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized mutual respect and love as the foundation of family life. Example: he advised, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. Termi: communication and consultation. He encouraged open communication and consultation within the family, valuing each member's opinion. Example: during the incident of the false accusation against Aisha, Ra, the Prophet, peace be upon him, consulted with his companions and communicated openly with Aisha. Balance of rights and responsibilities: the Prophet, peace be upon him, balanced rights and responsibilities, ensuring that everyone in the household contributed and also received care. Example: he taught that men and women have distinct but complementary roles, emphasizing cooperation and mutual support. Providing emotional support: he was a source of emotional support, always available to comfort and counsel his family. Example: when Fatima, Ra, faced difficulties, the Prophet, peace be upon him, provided her with emotional and practical support, ensuring she felt loved and cared for. Encouraging personal development: the Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged his family members to pursue knowledge and personal growth. Example: he supported Aisha, Ra, in becoming one of the most knowledgeable women in Islamic jurisprudence, encouraging her to share her knowledge with the community. Dua, supplication, in family life: seeking divine guidance, the Prophet, peace be upon him, frequently made dua for his family, seeking Allah's guidance and blessings in all matters. Example: he would pray, O Allah, bless my family, my home, and my sustenance. Protection and well-being: he made dua for the protection and well-being of his family, demonstrating the importance of spiritual care. Example: O Allah, protect my family from harm and grant them health and well-being. Gratitude and praise: expressing gratitude through dua was a common practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, fostering a spirit of thankfulness and contentment in his household. Example: he would say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, frequently teaching his family to appreciate Allah's blessings. Lessons and applications for modern families: equitable treatment and justice. Strive to treat all family members with fairness and justice, ensuring that everyone feels valued and respected. Active participation in domestic affairs: encourage active participation in household chores, promoting cooperation and shared responsibilities. Compassion and understanding: show compassion and understanding, addressing both the emotional and spiritual needs of family members. Education and moral guidance: prioritize the education and moral guidance of family members, leading by example in practicing faith and ethical conduct. Patience and forgiveness, cultivate patience and forgiveness, creating a peaceful and loving home environment. Open communication and consultation, foster open communication and consultation, valuing each family member's opinions and input. Encouragement of personal growth, encourage personal development and the pursuit of knowledge, supporting each other's growth and ambitions. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, exemplary management of his household and family life offers timeless lessons in justice, compassion, and active participation. His practices and teachings underscore the importance of mutual respect, open communication, and constant dua for divine guidance. By emulating these principles, Muslim families can foster harmonious, loving, and spiritually enriched homes.